We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we have recorded this podcast on, the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation.
We pay our respects to the elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on the lands which Deep Herd operates.
Welcome back to the Grains Convo podcast, brought to you by the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development in Western Australia. I'm Cindy Webster.
And I'm Jeanette Pratt, and we are research scientists based in regional WA. These episodes shine a spotlight on the knowledge and tools developed by DEEPER to grow the grains industry.
In today's episode, I'm talking with DEEPER research scientists Alex Douglas and Dr. Arslan Pirzada. We'll be exploring forecasted trends in wheat occurrences and anticipated for the coming 2024 season in the WA Grain Belt. Additionally, we'll discuss some new weed research being conducted by the department on the impact of soil amelioration and herbicide application on weed control. Welcome to the podcast, Alex and Arslan.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Alex, before we dive in, we have interviewed you on prior podcasts, but can you provide a bit of background on your role at the department for any new listeners?
Yeah, sure. So I work with the Crop Protection Group with a focus on weed management and communications. I'm now based in Albany, but I was in Katanning for more than 30 years, so just sort of moving towards the coast and still keeping in with Deep Herd and enjoying the weed work.
Thank you, Alex. And Arslan, this is your first podcast with us. Can you give us a bit of a background on yourself?
I'm working as a research scientist at the Department of Primary Industries, and I'm based in Northam. And in my role as a weed scientist in crop protection team, I'm actively engaged in projects focused on understanding the biology and designing effective controls for the major and emerging weed species in wheat belt of Western Australia.
Before we discuss the 2024 season, let's reflect on 2023. What were the most prevalent weeds during the season, Alex?
Well, it was a very varied season across the state, although most of the state was drier than average, so most growers would recognise that. So really the weeds reflected that variation. So where it's sort of a link to if you've got good crops, you've got good weeds, which is a bit unfortunate really. But because we had a drier start and a drier area, we had quite a staggered germination with some weeds. So a lot of things like annual ryegrass and wild radish, which has a protective seed coat, they come up later where you've had water repellent soil surfaces because they haven't wetted up uniformly, you don't get uniform germination. So you'll get staggered germination of cohorts throughout the season. So it's hard to pin down a particular type of weed or type of species. It's more about the growing conditions in that particular area. So where you had good growing conditions, you usually got your normal weeds. Where you had poorer or more stressed growing conditions, you'd still have weeds. But there may be more grasses, or there may be more of the broadleaf ones that come up later. So it's the timing of when they came up, as opposed to what it was that you got. So the other thing is that where you had weeds germinating later into the season, they would also be smaller weeds. And weeds that would be trying to finish their development to mature seed production as quickly as possible. So you'll get a very short generation time, essentially. So they germinate and then be quickly onto flowering. So in a lot of cases, growers may not have realised they had these weeds and might have missed a control opportunity as well.
And now looking forward to the 2024 season this year, what factors do you anticipate will impact what weeds we can possibly expect to emerge?
So the growing season impacts weeds in a similar way to the impacts crops. So where you've got poor growing conditions or stressed growing conditions, the weeds don't develop as healthily or as well. So if you think you've got good crop growing conditions, so the crop makes good seed production, so quite a lot of seed, the seed develops normally, so you get your normal dormancy and your normal seed quality aspects. It's the same with weeds. So if the weeds are growing in stressed conditions, or they have suddenly encounter a hot, dry finish, then they will not have the time that they like to mature normally. So in a lot of cases, particularly the grass weeds, may not have as much dormancy in the seed. So that can sort of mean that there's less potential persistence or carryover. And because also there were fewer plants, probably fewer weeds germinated, then there'd be a smaller seed production level as well. So you've had a shorter production time, a smaller seed yield, and quite possibly a reduction in the dormancy of those seeds.
Thank you, Alex. Based on these factors, do you have any predictions regarding what growers can expect?
So coming into 24, so that basically means if the seed has reduced dormancy, it's less likely to persist. So the reason particularly our annual grasses have dormancy is to get them through the summer dry period so that they don't just germinate if we have a summer storm. So if the dormancy has been impacted by the maturation conditions, then you may get germination of grasses following early autumn or late summer storms, so slightly earlier than normal. So if that should happen, then I would suggest that growers take the opportunity to do some knockdown controls. So don't sort of wait on a good rain, go out and do it. The other thing that may have happened is with the small weeds germinating later, not growing as tall before producing seed, they may have avoided harvest weed seed control techniques. So the chaff carts and the harvest integrated seed mills and so on in harvesters. So the seed may have shed before it actually got taken into the header or got missed from the header because it was below the cutter bar. So those seeds will have dropped. So there may be seed on the surface that is likely to be available to germinate in the autumn period as well. So essentially, if you get the opportunity to do some knockdown, do so. And then if there is a summer weed opportunity, summer weed management opportunity, then go and do that as well, just to really knock them all down.
Alex, in terms of weed prevention and management strategies, what advice would you broadly offer to farmers as they gear up to the 2024 season?
Well, Cindy, I think farmers should be able to take an opportunity for a knockdown before sowing, if provided they get early rains. With the potential change to the dormancy characteristics of our grass species, they should germinate earlier, more easily on smaller amounts of rain. So there is the potential to for them to come up and be controlled with a knockdown prior to planting the crops if that opportunity arises. There's also the opportunity that they may have come up during the summertime as well. So provided you've had a good take advantage of summer weed control, there should actually be a huge potential to have a lower weed impact on 2024 crops.
Thank you, Alex. And I'd like to hear from you now, Arslan. You're on a mission to improve weed management following soil amelioration with new research focusing on pre-emergent herbicides. Can you elaborate on this research?
Yes, Cindy, we are recently harvesting our trial, which are investigating the influence of soil amelioration on sustainable weed management at both wet zone and dry zone conditions. So this research is a part of GRDC and DIPRT co-funded project which is focused on enhancing farm profitability and extending benefits after soil amelioration. So specifically, our study is one of the six component investigating pre-emergent herbicides on ameliorated soils following different deep tillage methods. This segment is primarily covered by Tom Edwards. So building on Tom Edwards' work, our trial explores the impact of pre-emergent herbicide options, which he identified safe for crops under different ameliorated conditions, on controlling annual ryegrass, broom grass, and wild radish at Wongan Hills and Meriden.
And you may have mentioned this already, but what are the main aims of this study? What are you hoping to achieve?
So specifically, we aim to identify herbicide options that can consistently provide season-long weed suppression under ameliorated conditions. So this study places a particular emphasis on ensuring that herbicide treatments, which we have identified safe for crops in terms of phytotoxicity and residual activity, are equally effective in weed suppression. So this involves investigating whether the efficacy of pre-emergent herbicides alone is sufficient to achieve season-long weed control. In other words, we are trying to contribute insights to weed management strategies by pinpointing herbicide options that not only safeguard crops, but also exhibit sustained efficacy against weeds throughout the growing season in ameliorated environments.
That sounds like a really exciting outcome. Could you provide a general overview of the impact of soil amelioration and herbicide treatments on both crop health and weed control?
Yes, the result highlighted notable trends in weed density influenced by deep tillage methods. For example, soil inversion and soil mixing showed significant reduction in weed density, while we have observed that deep ripping can lead towards increased weed densities. And in contrast to soil inversion and soil mixing, where we can bury majority of the weed seeds in less favorable, deeper layers, deep ripping can disrupt the soil structure and can distribute weed seeds at the surface, facilitating their germination and growth. So on the other hand, soil inversion and soil mixing presented significant challenges for crop establishment, especially in Wongan Hills, where we conducted our trial in dry sowing conditions. So poor establishment in ameliorated soils in some of the treatment created opportunities for weeds like wild radish to emerge from depths and dominate the crop. So in terms of crop damage, we observed that overwash caused initial crop damage, particularly in soil inversion and soil mixing treatments, with crop recovering within a month. So surprisingly, pre-emergent herbicide treatment didn't suppress weed population as expected, including some of the growers' favorites like Sakura and Trifluralin when used in deep rip and no-till conditions. So this was due to very dry conditions early this season. However, we identified that Evadex, when combined with Tarin and Triflex, was considered a better herbicide option in suppressing these weed species, though not sufficient for a season-long weed control.
Thanks, Arslan. We'll put a link in our description where we can direct listeners to find more details about that trial. It sounds very interesting. And so what should farmers really be focusing on for effective weed management throughout the season and to make the most out of soil amelioration?
So I think a comprehensive and more adaptable weed management strategy is crucial for maximizing soil amelioration benefits. First up, time is everything. Optimal timing practices involves avoiding amelioration, sowing, and herbicide application during dry conditions and ensuring that timely herbicide activations for pre-emergent herbicide efficacy. The next thing is the execution. We have to know our paddock, pick the right implement settings, and whatever we do, we should steer clear of poor deep ripping practices. For example, if we have decided to go for deep ripping only, we have to do some consideration that include acknowledging the potential for increased weed emergence and being prepared for an additional weed load. Then is the precision. We have to get the seeding depth right to dodge the herbicide-related crop damage. And when it comes to herbicide selection, we have to prioritize combinations to get a broader spectrum of weed control and adopt strategies based on specific amelioration techniques and regularly assess our herbicide effectiveness. And in case if we notice any ineffectiveness due to our pre-emergent herbicide, we should focus on incorporating in-crop herbicide timely alongside these pre-emergent herbicide treatments. And we should try to explore other integrated weed management practices like harvest weed control seeds where possible.
Excellent. And considering the changing crop conditions and removal of soil constraints due to soil amelioration, what are the potential consequences if weed management is not adequately addressed in ameliorated soil?
So if growers fail to maintain weeds under threshold level or rely solely on pre-emergent herbicide options following soil amelioration, this can lead to a rapid and vigorous increase in weed pressure over years. So the ideal growing condition that we have created by soil amelioration will benefit not only crops, but also weeds, and they will promote their better establishment. And this concern has been highlighted by insights from Tom Edwards' prior studies on this subject. So growers must recognize that insufficient weed management in ameliorated soils has the potential to undermine the benefits of amelioration efforts and can compromise overall crop productivity.
Alex and Arslan, thank you very much for coming on the podcast and sharing your insights into anticipated weed trends for the 2024 season and your weed management research and recommendations.
Not a problem. Thanks for having us, Cindy.
Thank you for having us, Cindy.
More information on this topic can be found in the show notes. If you like this episode, you can download and subscribe to Grains Convo on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
We'll be back on the 1st and 15th of every month with a new episode. Thanks for listening.